This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ngenla. Active ingredient, Somatrogon. This leaflet provides important information about using Ngenla. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ngenla. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ngenla? Ngenla contains the active ingredient Somatrogon. Ngenla is a prescription medicine that contains a modified form of human growth hormone. Ngenla is used to improve growth in children who are not growing at the expected rate for their age because they have low levels of growth hormone. Medicines are sometimes prescribed for purposes other than those listed in this leaflet. Do not use Ngenla for a condition for which it was not prescribed. What should I know before I use Ngenla? Warnings. Do not use Ngenla if you are allergic to Somatrogon or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include chest tightness, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body, hives, itching, or severe skin rash. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Your doctor will not prescribe Ngenla if you have an active tumor or evidence of cancer growth or are currently being treated for cancer. Have a serious illness following open heart or stomach surgery, or due to multiple injuries or respiratory failure, your lungs can't get enough oxygen into your blood. Have Prader-Willi syndrome without a diagnosis of growth hormone deficiency. Are a child and have closed epiphyses, this means that your bones are no longer growing. Tell your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, diabetes, thyroid disease, adrenocortical insufficiency, also known as ACTH deficiency. Take medicines for any other condition. Your liver or kidneys do not work as well as expected. Experience muscle pain or disproportionate pain at the injection site. Your doctor should monitor you for high blood sugar levels, hyperglycemia, and signs and symptoms of other medical conditions. Benign intracranial hypertension, curvature of the spine during treatment with Ngenla. If you are treated with insulin, your doctor may need to adjust your insulin dose. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ngenla and affect how it works. Tell your doctor if you are taking any medicine, including insulin for the treatment of diabetes, glucocorticoids, commonly called steroids such as cortisone and prednisone. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ngenla. How do I use Ngenla? How much to use? Ngenla comes in two different dosage strengths. Your doctor will prescribe the dose of medicine and dosage strength that is right for you. Your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will show you and or your caregiver how to inject Ngenla before you use it for the first time. Do not try to inject Ngenla until you and or your caregiver have been shown the correct way by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Follow the instructions provided and use Ngenla until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use Ngenla? Ngenla should be used once a week, on the same day each week, at any time of the day. You should record which day of the week Ngenla is used to help you remember to inject this medicine once a week. You may change the day of the week you use Ngenla, as long as your last dose was given 3 or more days before. How to use Ngenla? Ngenla is given by injection under the skin, subcutaneous of the abdomen, stomach, thighs, buttocks, or upper arms. Do not inject Ngenla into a muscle or vein. Change the site of injection each week. If more than one injection is needed to complete your full dose, each injection should be given at a different injection site. You and or your caregiver should review the detailed instructions for use provided in the pack on the correct way to prepare and give an injection of NGENLA. If you forget to use NGENLA, NGENLA should be used regularly at the same time each week. If you miss your dose at the usual time, give the missed dose as soon as possible within 3 days of the missed dose. If more than 3 days have passed, skip the dose you missed and give your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much NGENLA, if you think that you have used too much NGENLA, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using NGENLA? Things you should do. Call your doctor as soon as possible if you experience any of the following: nausea, vomiting, headaches, or problems with your vision, limping, pain in the hips and or knees. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using NGENLA. Things you should not do. Do not shake your pen. Shaking can damage the medicine. Do not share your NGENLA pens and needles with another person, even if the needle has been changed. You may give the other person an infection, or you may get an infection from them. Do not use NGENLA more than once a week. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how NGENLA affects you. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store NGENLA pens in the refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, and away from direct sunlight. Do not freeze your pen or expose it to heat. Do not store the pen with the needle attached, and keep the pen cap on the pen when it is not in use. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if it has been more than 28 days after first use, or if the same pen has been used 5 times, or if the pen has been exposed to temperatures above 32 degrees Celsius, or if the pen has been left out of the refrigerator for more than 2 hours with each use. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Traveling with your medicine. When traveling, transport your pen in its original carton in an insulated container with an ice pack. To avoid freezing, make sure your pen does not touch the ice pack. Once you arrive, place your pen in a refrigerator as soon as possible. Do not leave it in a car or other place where it can get too hot or too cold. When to discard your medicine. If your pen is empty, or it has been more than 28 days after first use, or if the same pen has been used 5 times, or if the pen has been exposed to temperatures above 32 degrees Celsius, or if the pen has been left out of the refrigerator for more than 2 hours with each use, discard it even if it contains unused medicine. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects: reactions at the site of the injection, pain or bruising, bleeding, redness, erythema, itching, pruritus alone or with the rash, urticaria, swelling, warmth, local thickening of the skin, induration, raised skin, hypertrophy, blood and lymphatic system disorders, low red blood cell count, anemia, increased eosinophil, a type of white blood cell count, eosinophilia, endocrine disorders, underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism, eye disorders, allergic conjunctivitis, general disorders, fever, musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, joint pain, pain in the arms or legs, nervous system disorders, headache, skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders, generalized rash. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects: allergic type reactions, severe shortness of breath, severe wheezing, severe difficulty breathing, severe coughing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles, hives, itching, or severe skin rash, endocrine disorders, fatigue, muscle weakness, decreased appetite, weight loss and abdominal pain, common symptoms of adrenal insufficiency. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Engenla contains a preservative called metacrosol. In very rare cases, the presence of metacrosol can cause inflammation, swelling in muscles. Tell your doctor if you experience muscle pain or disproportionate pain at the injection site. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA, online at www.tga.gov.au/safety/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of Engenla. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Engenla contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Somatrogon. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Citric acid monohydrate, histidine, metacrosol, preservative, poloxamer, sodium citrate dihydrate, sodium chloride, water for injections. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Talk to your doctor if you are unsure. What Engenla looks like. Engenla comes as a clear and colorless to slightly light yellow solution contained in a glass cartridge that is enclosed in a disposable pre-filled pen. The Engenla 24mg pen has a lilac color cap, injection button and label. The Engenla 60mg pen has a blue color cap, injection button and label. Engenla 24mg Ostar 349990. Engenla 60mg Ostar 350035. Who distributes Engenla? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in December 2024.